Adam Conley and the Marlins taking on the Mets at Citi Field. Conley is staked to an early lead against Mets starter Robert Gsellman, and Marcell Ozuna adds to that in the second.
The pitch. And Ozuna connects a high fly ball deep to left field. It is up, up and away into the second level of the seats. Marcell Ozuna has hit a towering blast, and it's 2-0 Marlins. Wow. Home run number one on the season for Ozuna. That was very impressive.
Robles has thrown 20 pitches, only 10 of them strikes. He walked Rojas, who was a race on a fielder's choice. Yelich reaching. He struck out Stanton, then he walked Bourne. Now he's behind Ozuna. The 1-1. Line drive, right field. Bruce coming on after playing on a bounce. He juggles it. Around third, Yelich, he'll score on a big two-out hit by Marcell Ozuna. Bourne goes to third, and it's 4-1 Miami. The Marlins get an important add-on run. Now, here's Real Muto, who tripled and scored in the third. He was out on a nice tumbling catch by Granderson in center in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-4 tonight. The 3-2. Swinging a line drive, base hit, center field. Etch waved at third, he'll score. D is digging for third. It's an RBI single for JT. He's got himself a fourth consecutive multiple hit game to start the season, and the Marlins have themselves a 5-1 lead. Here comes Miguel Rojas. There's a bunt first base side. It's going to score another run. Seawald's only play is to first, where Duda caught it with the bare hand. Duda made a bare hand catch to get the out at first, but the squeeze bunt gets another run in. Rojas delivers yet again, and it's 6-1 Miami. 2-0 pitch. Cespedes gets into one. Deep right center field. Yelich back onto the track, reaching for the wall. Leaping, and he caught it! Crashing into the wall. What a play by Yelich. He's up. He's okay. And he just made what would appear to be a home run saving catch to end inning number 8.
The Marlins would tack on two more in the ninth inning and beat the Mets by a final of 8-1. The Marlins have now won 3 straight games. They'll go for the sweep on Sunday, and Adam Conley improves to 2-0 lifetime against the Mets. He's allowed just 4 runs over 29 and a third career innings against New York. The Marlins lost their first 2 games of the season in Washington, but have rebounded nicely since then to win 3 straight games, and Don Mattingly's club is over 500 for the first time in 2017.
It was a complete game for us from the standpoint of, you know, Adam threw zeros for us. We put some runs on the board early. And then we were able to tack on late, you know, keep coming a little bit and take a little pressure off of us and not have to use, you know, end up at, you know, in a safe situation or anything like that. So it was nice to get Hosey in a game. A lot of guys swung the bat good, a lot of good at bats, but you know, I think that's what we talked about all spring is just basically being able to tack on runs, try to take some pressure off our bullpen from the standpoint of having to use so many guys every night.
Conley was cruising along. Any thought of the sixth inning with him, or you just kind of either pitch count or?
Not really. He looked like he was kind of hit the wall right there. You know, once the homer, dude hits the homer, and then it's like it kind of like command was going. It just felt like that was a spot right there. That.
What did you see from him in the first 5 innings there?
Just being aggressive. You see a quick arm. When you see him, a quick arm being aggressive. Usually he's having pretty good results. And then, all of a sudden, you never know what's going to happen. But I thought he was good. He's aggressive. He's a guy that's funky. His velocity's not way up there, but he's a guy that the ball's hard to see.
How much concern was there with him in spring training, and how much debate was there in terms of that spot?
There was some. Obviously, Nico threw the ball really well. I mean, we've talked about this, but Adam, you know, wasn't very good early on in spring, and then, you know, really we talked about his body of work, you know, how he's a guy that's had success here, and, you know, felt like that we're going to judge everything on spring training.
Got to be a good feeling, you know, 3 in a row and getting the season off to a good start, especially on the road.
It's a good feeling to win, that's for sure. It didn't start great. Couple of losses, but we got a big win in DC, and we've been able to take that momentum here, and we've swung the bats good. We've gotten good pitching, so it's went pretty good the last couple of days.
Marcell, very big night, the home run really kind of helping wake that offense up as well. What are you seeing from him?
He looks good. He's looked good. I thought he looked good in spring training. He's been more consistent with his you know, his approach has stayed solid. Him hitting that ball the other way for that, it's a big hit in there. Obviously the home run is big, but then later on he gets a big hit in the right field. This guy can really hit. So if he stays in his game and doesn't get wild and get strikes, he can really hit.
Adam Conley continues to dazzle against the Mets. The young left-hander improves to 2-0 after another strong outing against New York on Saturday.
Obviously a lot to build off of always, but overall, just happy with the way the whole team played today.
Tell us getting the early lead and how much that helped you getting some runs early.
Yeah, I mean, you want to say that the score doesn't really dictate how you work, you know, and all those things, but the guys are scoring runs and getting hits, and at the same time, when they're up there hitting and everything, I get a little bit of a blow there in between innings. So just all around, it's good for everybody, you know. We're spending less time on defense and more time on offense. It's a good thing.
The Marlins have now won 3 straight games. They'll go for the series sweep on Sunday night in Queens. Ensign Volquez makes the start for Miami. The Mets will counter with the man known as Thor, Noah Syndergaard.